This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. A 61-year-old Colorado man became the 26th traffic-related fatality in the county yesterday morning when he was involved in a single-vehicle collision at about 11:45. The driver was driving southbound just north of Spy Rock Road when he lost control of his vehicle and it rolled off the roadway, down an embankment, and into a tree. The driver was wearing a seatbelt but was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment is not considered a factor, and identification of the victim is pending notification of kin. The driver is the third traffic-related death this week, after two people died in a fiery crash on Highway 101 on Tuesday morning. The death is the sixth traffic-related death since July 21st and the 26th recorded in the county since the first of the year. The number of personnel assigned to battle the Orleans complex of fires in the Six Rivers National Forest now stands at more than 770 as firefighters deal with triple-digit temperatures and difficult terrain. Lightning strikes ignited at least eight fires that comprise the complex, and the largest is the Ukanam fire that has scorched about 1,300 acres. The other seven fires, the largest being about 100 acres, are being monitored, as are smoke conditions for residents in nearby communities. The very hot temperatures are expected to remain overnight, but fire crews may get a bit of relief over the weekend when the forecast calls for slightly cooler weather inland. Further to the east, smoke jumpers were dropped on the Sandy Fire that erupted north of Highway 299 between Burnt Ranch and Big Bar yesterday. Air tankers dropped retardant on the fire, and an aggressive attack was made on the 30-acre blaze to prevent its spread. That fire is being monitored as well. Eureka police detectives are investigating a shooting incident in Eureka on Tuesday night that claimed the life of an unidentified man. He was shot and killed by an armed security guard after he allegedly threatened the guard with a knife. Several witnesses report they saw the shooting victim confront the guard and then pull out the knife when he was shot and killed. No arrests have been made. The sheriff's office is in the midst of a days-long investigation into a major illegal marijuana growing operation in the Burr Valley area of the county, south of Highway 36 and east of Dinsmore. On Tuesday, deputies and environmental personnel noted dozens of violations, including illegal grading, building construction, sewage disposal, and numerous code and health violations. The eradication operation remains underway. The city of Eureka has extended the deadline for requests for proposals for those interested in operating a day center in the downtown area to serve the transient community. The deadline is now August 14th, and the city has partnered with the county to address the homeless issue in and around Eureka. The daycare facility is a six-month pilot project. Details are available at City Hall or on the city's website. The County Planning and Building Department and County Public Works Land Use Division have made some changes to the permit process in an effort to help customers get the paperwork. The county will now offer services for both county departments at the same public counter at the courthouse office facing I Street. The county hopes to make it easier for residents with one-stop permitting services for public works, planning, and health and human services as we move forward. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg is the North Coast representative on the Coastal Commission, and he'll be in Southern California next week for the next meeting. On the agenda is an item from Coast Seafoods to renew their license to operate oyster beds on the bay. Last month, Coast Seafoods was denied an expansion of the beds by the commission, and Sundberg said he was mildly surprised. He thought they had a good plan in place.
At the meeting in Humboldt, their permit was denied by a 6-5 vote. I thought they had a pretty good project put together. I voted in favor of it. The whole permit for their current operations was all wrapped into their expansion one as well. So when they denied one, they denied the other. The issue is going to come on our meeting next week in Calabasas.
While the expansion project was shot down, the vote also affected the company's ongoing operations on the bay. Sundberg said that he believes Coast Seafoods will get their extension and bring back an expansion plan that could get approval.
We can give an extension to their current operations, so not the expansion, but their current operations, and then probably in October, September, October, they'll have a revised project that they're going to bring back to us to talk about an expansion for them. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make it all work and you know, there's 70 or so jobs out there that depend on that.
The Coastal Commission meeting is scheduled for the 9th through the 11th. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.